Hargy, Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
That's a new intro.
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot, Dave.
You like that?
Dave.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, buddy.
Sometimes, like, you pull out all the stops, you know? Like,
what does that mean?
What was I doing while you were setting up?
Going to get a shower and then going to get a sandwich.
Oh, I got a sausage.
You got a sausage?
I got a hot, well, cold Polish sausage.
Cold Polish sausage.
It was good. Needed something to get me going.
Man, I just don't even know what to do with you.
No. You look good, though.
You look real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. We haven't been on the radio in quite some time.
It's been way too long.
I have ceased working at my job, and you have started to go to a clown college.
I took clown school this week.
What? Should we get into that now?
Yeah. If you want. I mean,
what is going on? What? Clown college?
It's not like Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey clowns.
But
it's
what
not
is
like,
it?
You know. It's the clown, like the theater clown, you know, is like the clown that's the sort of the jester and sort of that, you know, innocence of acting. I'm just kind of like wide-eyed.
How much are you paying for this clown college?
I won't discuss those details.
Is it over $100?
Oh, totally.
Is it over $100? All right, so you're going to the clown college, you're paying over $100. How many sessions you get?
It was 5 days.
5 days?
Yeah.
What do they teach you?
A lot of stuff, man. It's
because I've seen people go to clown colleges. Homer Simpson, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And his specialty was squirting water out of a flower.
But see, you're thinking of the wrong clowns.
What kind of clown are you?
These are like the Shakespearean clowns. You know, do you know anything about theater?
I really don't.
All right. Well, then I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall here if I'm trying to.
Tell me something about theater and tell me something about Shakespearean clowns. They're the ones that walk around with skulls in their hand.
No, that's Hamlet.
Is that Shakespeare? Isn't that Shakespeare?
Yeah, it's Hamlet, dude. You just going to throw out that stereotypical reference from Hamlet? I can't believe you. Look, all right.
Tell me about Clown College.
It's not a clown. It's a clown college. It's a workshop.
No, it's Clown College. You are going to Clown College.
Yeah, and I might just go for the second week, too.
All right, so what didn't they teach you in the first week that you have to go to the second week?
Second week is more intense. Like, the first week, you just get a sort of, like, a nice little taste of it, and you know...
What did you learn?
Basic, it's not so much about what you learn, it's about how you...
You haven't given me one iota of information about Clown College.
It's opening yourself up as an actor. You know, on the stage.
So you're taking acting classes.
Basically, yeah. It's not only clown school.
I thought we were done with acting.
Who's this wee stuff?
I'm speaking for you now. I thought we've told you that you can't act.
Oh, you're a son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. No, man, I'm not quitting it. I'm not, you know.
You're not out
of it. I'm not going to quit. No, man. I mean, acting is what I do. It's what I went to school for. It's what I love to do. It's what I wanted to do when I was a little kid.
All right.
And in many different, okay. You know, what?
No, go on.
In many different parameters of it, you know? Like,
what does that mean?
Parameters?
Well, I mean, what are the parameters? I understand,
like,
what parameters
going,
is.
You know, studying theater and studying acting and, you know, always wanting to do that and perform, it helps you out in so many other jobs.
All right.
You know, like, I'm a friendly dude. And I, you know, I take that into everything I do.
So you're going to be doing kid parties?
No.
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 That's because that's what I thought originally. Like, oh, he's going to do kid parties. That's great. The little, like, I'm going to, like, learn how to face paint.
No, no, it's not that kind of stuff.
Dave and Giggles. Oh. It's not trash.
This town needs an enema.
We'll be right back. Yeah?
Yeah?
Let's calm down.
What?
Let's calm down.
You know what you remind me of, dude?
What?
It's like those Bernstein Bears. You know those bears? Remember those bears?
Is it like, because I can grow a beard and you can't, maybe?
It was deep. You cut me deep. I can grow a beard, but it's just really, like, just
can
patchy.
You grow a beard for me?
No.
You can't.
No.
I would love to see you grow a beard.
Yeah, I know you would.
I would love to see you grow
I'm
a
not
beard.
Growing anything for you except my heart.
David Gaines.
Yo, Dick.
Yeah.
We talk about our mandate, dude?
All right. Let's. I got for everybody.
Oh, by the way, I didn't mean to cut your bit, but that was pretty awesome to have Brown Sugar here.
Yeah, Brown Sugar is great.
Thank you. But
go ahead.
All right. I got a quick...
I'll hold my bit for your bit.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't feel good when somebody
okay,
cuts
your bit. Okay, if you're just going to sit there and just ramble on, just shut up. All right, so I have something. You're done. All right, I have something. The other day, we were supposed to meet up for lunch, me and Giggles.
Yeah, Giggles and I.
We didn't. I rather took a nap. But I went to work, and on the subway, I have a police report account of my attack by Giggles. And I would like to have you do a live reading.
Totally.
Of my attack.
Totally. Thanks, that was really smooth. That was a nice transition, guys.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Okay. A police report account of my attack by Giggles. Walking on the subway, heading to work, I'm typing something into my BB.
Blackberry.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Sorry, go on.
Are you going to abbreviate for the listeners at home?
No, or just
are you going to say Blackberry?
You know what it is and say what it is.
Okay.
Go on.
Sorry. All right, I didn't know I was, decipher.
Just go on!
I'm typing something into my Blackberry and I get attacked. Strangled by a stranger, but it's delicate. More like a hug. My assailant is behind me, and his head is close to mine. I can smell the bad breath, and wasn't 100% sure who it was. First, I assumed Scrap, but he wouldn't do it. Maybe Artemis, but he wouldn't have the bad breath.
And let me point out that, oh my God, your breath was horrible that
really?
Day.
Really?
Terrible. I should have told you.
You could
have gotten some gum, but it was wretched.
Bro, I was on my way to work. Why don't you
All I remember was your head was on my shoulder for some reason in a subway. I don't know why. And you were blowing in my face, and I didn't know who it was, but all I could smell was the bad breath. And I was like, oh,
wait,
God,
is
who is this?
Is this your mandate we're talking about?
Yeah, totally. This is the mandate.
Finish the mandate.
Okay. All right, well, we'll talk about this breath issue. This halitosis. All right. Okay. Sure enough, it was Giggles. I turn around to this disheveled Giggles with his tuft of hair coming out from underneath his red hoodie. He had a smile from ear to ear and says to me, "Wow, dude, we got our date after all today." You see, he wanted to meet up earlier in the day and have lunch. Well, actually, he text messaged me the night before saying, "Yo, dude, you should take me out to lunch." So I said, why not? And for him to contact me by one. Contact me by one. I thought it was like a, you know.
I got you.
Got me.
Moving on.
Never did so I just forgot about it. The rest of the while, he wanted me to walk him to work. This is such a lie, dude. I didn't want to walk you to work.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't, dude. That would have been.
Go on.
All right.
We
got some issues, dude. We got some issues. And then had a hard time leaving while we awkwardly stood in the rain on the corner like two hookers until I left. Wow. The fact that you wrote this and says police report is so gay, dude. You know? Like,
Did you not strangle me?
I did. I gave the thumb.
But it was so delicate. It was like a hug. You just hugged me around the neck.
I was pretty excited to see you in the
subway.
I know,
you got so jammed up.
But I didn't know how to greet you.
No, so you strangled me?
Yeah.
I've never been strangled on a subway.
No?
No.
What did you do? Why didn't you...
I would have fought back if it wasn't so delicate. And there was this hug to it. And then I could kind of get like the idea by the tuft coming out of his hair that the curls, it was Giggles.
Yeah.
And then it was a nice little date we had.
He does have that Kramer thing going.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to know what you really think of me.
Nothing but love, Giggles.
Nothing but love.
DavidGiggles@gmail.com.
You want to borrow my car?
On the 14th.
Oh.
The 14th. March 14th.
That's something you really have to earn.
Right. Well, we're going to do an on-air or at least recorded driving test.
Yeah.
Dave and Giggles.
Scrap, what do you got?
I found out that I also need a car on the 14th.
March 14th?
And March 14th.
You're kidding me.
And I was going to ask Dave if I can borrow his car.
Well, I asked first.
Yeah, but
this is going to be good radio right here.
I mean, you asked first, but he knows me, he trusts me, he lets me borrow his car.
I've seen him borrow my car. I've never seen you borrow my car.
It's true.
Well, he lets me borrow his car on a regular basis.
I think it's more of you forcing Dave to let you borrow his car.
Well, he's going to let me borrow his car on March 14th.
Well, what, Dave?
Well, I think this is going to have to be some kind of showdown. This is going to be good radio. I want to see a good showdown. I want you guys to put your heads together, try to come up with something that'll be... Right,
what do you need the car for?
Well, my sister's coming into town from Thailand, who I haven't seen in years, and it happens to be that weekend, and I was hoping to, you know, have a car to take her, you know, to take her out and show her, you know, show her some mountains and stuff, you know, go hiking and things like
that. So get out of the city. You want to get out of the city.
Oh, sure. Why would I want to be in the city?
Yeah. Sure. You know what? You could go, actually... We could combine this. We could compromise. We could go up to Sugarloaf.
There's no compromise.
So what do you want to do? What do you have to do with my car?
My girlfriend's going to be in Sugarloaf, New York on the 14th. So I'm going to try to go up there and see her. Okay. Just Sunday.
I say we have some sort of, you know, drive-off, some sort of test of responsibility.
But I also want to ask you this bullet to both of you. Think about what I'm going to get out of this. Because I'm giving up my car.
Yeah, totally.
You know, for a whole weekend. That's a big
move. I'm just saying for just Sunday.
But I'm saying for the whole weekend.
Oh.
It's getting heavy in here. It's getting heavy.
We need a car. We need a car up here.
Mine got jacked, so I mean, I think it's somebody else's turn to have a car.
That's true.
So when yours got jacked, that's it?
I don't know. I think with the recession and my own just general stupidity, like maybe I shouldn't have a car right
shouldn't
now.
Shouldn't have a car.
I mean, I live in the city.
That's it.
Be good to have one, though, if the apocalypse hits.
I don't think I've ever known you. I've known you for quite some time. I don't think I've ever known you without a car, Scrap.
I think it actually affects my psyche because I feel like...
Crazy.
Well, no, because I feel a lot more free with a car.
Uh-huh.
You know, a car represents...
It's freeing.
Freedom. It represents freedom.
Sure.
You know? So maybe I'll get a car. I think I might get a car.
Which probably explains why he's such a latchy. You know, like he just latches on to things. He's not free at all. He needs other people. We're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
He needs your car.
Oh, right. My gosh. Who got this radio show going? Who said, let's do this? Let's make this happen.
Me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And,
really?
And Giggles latched on to you.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because you represent freedom.
Right. I am the freedom to Giggles.
I mean, look at your beard basically says freedom.
It does. It does. And your hair says crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts, dude. I got to get it cut.
Yeah, I think you should grow it out.
Keep it going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a fro?
Yeah.
I thought about dreadlocks, but I thought I would never get any sort of
a white
job.
Guy with dreadlocks never.
It's pretty lame.
Good. You should grow them, though.
Corn rolls
would look great.
I was thinking about the lightning bolts in the side of the head.
That also would look really great. Like Z Cavaricci look.
Totally.
But we should have a drive-off.
We will have a drive-off.
With cones and boulders and like obstacle course.
Oh, I like that.
Dave could be like the driver instructor. He can grade us, have little papers and things like that.
So you know what we could do? Well, we can actually do a driver's test. We'll go by the book, driver's ed, and we'll go by the book, and we'll grade according to how you would get graded when you take a test when you're like 16.
Okay.
We'll videotape it. We'll get it up on YouTube. We'll get it on the site, and we'll do some audio and bring it on the show.
All right. Don't say it unless you're going
to
do it.
No, we're going to do it. And also, I want you to think about what you're bringing to the table for me.
Okay.
I think there's got to be another element, too, is that so not only is this a question of who's a better driver, a responsible driver, but who, if there was a problem, would take appropriate and responsible actions after the problem occurs.
Sure. So we'll set up mock scenarios.
So, like, for example, you know, if I destroyed your car, you know, the insurance check of my other car could be collateral.
Oh, collateral. The insurance check. Yeah, I guess that's something else I got to look into if I have the insurance to let other people drive my car.
It does.
All right, if you
let
me borrow your car, I won't kill your kitten.
See, now you're just throwing out threats. That's just scratch one against you.
If you let me borrow your car, the next time you go away, I'll take care of your kitten.
See, that's the right approach. You don't say, I'll kill your kitten. I mean, the man knows how to negotiate. Obviously, Giggles does not.
I was brought up in a nation of violence.
All right, we'll work this out, and we'll get this down.
Oh, Giggles.
You called.
Oh, yeah.
Radio station.
Totally. Like, 2 in the morning.
I
what, dude?
Please just play it. It was... let me just set it up a little bit. It was 9 minutes. This kid called the radio station and talked for 9 minutes.
It is publicly funded.
9 minutes is a long time. Do you know anything about
if,
it?
If we finally get callers,
yeah.
And if anyone talks for 9 minutes on our radio station, I'm going to come over there and I'm gonna rip your tongue out. Because 9 minutes... All right, I got the audio. Let's listen to this.
All 9 minutes? Or
you no, I edited it.
How you doing, man?
What's the good word, man?
Hey, I'm just, you know, keeping it real, man. Trying to survive, you know?
That's a wonderful thought.
I'm just hanging out, man. I got big ideas, bro. I got big ideas, and I'm hoping to let people know about it, man.
Well, enlighten us.
Check this out, man. A 30-day... And don't even, you know, you got to think of it as a possibility. A 30-day global ceasefire.
What is it that qualifies you to raise this suggestion, and how much validity will it hold?
You know,
let's stop it right there.
Who is that? Is that Nelson Mandela?
it's a really, really, like, he makes a solid point, and I think Scrap would back me up on this.
I'll back you up on anything.
What background do you have to talk about these things?
It was a good idea. Why not, dude? Why not, man? Do I need a PhD to throw out a good idea?
But he's asking.
You might.
He's asking.
Maybe.
He's asking. Let's see what you had to say.
A snowball rolling down the hill only gets bigger. You know, I mean, so I don't know if I answered your question, but I'm a dreamer. You know, I try to spread the good word and sort of, you know, and then somebody might be listening and be like, you know what, that is a good idea. Can you imagine if that could happen? You know, we try to boycott gasoline companies. Why don't we boycott war?
Yeah, can I say that?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
He's
dropping a bunch of things.
You know, this is the thing, what
some
I'm talking about.
Phrases. I had Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house. You know, before, and all they right. opened this pamphlet with little panda bears and love and, you know, rainbows and things like that. And that argument was better than Giggles.
Oh,
wait, I do want to say one thing. Giggles has a knack for just fucking talking.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Throwing
oh,
out
that's why he has his own radio show.
Sound, yeah.
And sounding like it
hey,
actually means yeah. something.
It's our radio show.
Nobody. Let's see what else you had to say.
Please.
You know what I was just thinking? Excuse me for cutting you off.
Oh, man.
That's
no,
only my show.
Still, bro.
My, well, that's a good thing to remember.
Let's stop it right there.
Whoa. Just one more time.
We'll replay that.
Get back.
Silent on the set.
You know, and then somebody might be listening and be like,
hold
you know what, that is a good idea. Can you imagine if that could happen? You know, we try to boycott gasoline companies. Why don't we boycott war?
Right, you know what I was just thinking? Excuse me for cutting you off.
Oh, man, no, man. It's your show, bro.
Well, that's a good thing to remember.
I totally faced you.
You know, I'm learning, man. I'm learning the ropes, dude. Because, like, you know, my pops always said, he said, K-I-S-S. My pops. He said, keep it simple, stupid. I don't think he was really calling me stupid.
I think he was.
No, maybe. But... You know, I'm excited. I get on the air at like 2 a.m. and these guys, you know, I'm gonna jibber jabber a little
this
bit. Why not?
Wasn't excited. He was sitting there with a brandy snifter, going, "All right, let's let this white boy talk a bit more. I like it."
What, dude? And I plugged the show.
I know. Let's listen to the plug. Let's listen to the plug.
Just welcomes it with open arms.
Your contact information?
Oh yeah, man. It's a small plug. We got a. My friends and I have a radio show called Dave and Giggles, and it's we're starting out small. We got a small fan base, but we're just, you know, a couple guys in the kitchen and, you know, talking about what's important to us and how we get along and how we survive, and it's all about love, man.
First of all, where do you think it's all about love?
Maybe the DJ's
playing Imagine.
This brings up a good point. I've been asking Giggles all week, what is his show about? Is it about love or laughs?
Giggles is all about love, man. You guys, you know, I feel like the... The small fish in the big pond, right? The big fish in, no.
All right, let's finish it up because the rest of it is pretty good too.
Well, I think.
Sorry, DaveandGiggles@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the website, not the website, but the email address.
All right. Good enough, Dave. Are you Dave?
No, I'm Giggles.
Okay. Good enough, Giggles. Talk to you later, man.
Definitely.
And report back. Let me know how it's going.
I will, man. Got it.
All right,
how is that assignment going?
Genius.
Don't be stupid.
All right, here you go.
Oh, I got my list of topics. Oh, I got in the tropics.
Oh, God, what was that? What the hell was that?
That was the worst thing I've ever heard. That was worse than his rap.
I didn't know I was coming in. I didn't know I had to sing.
That was terrible.
We're not getting down that road. You're a terrible singer. You're a terrible singer.
Really?
That was awful.
Terrible.
You know
what?
Just when I look for support. Just when I need it.
You know, he's like a music theater guy, too.
I know.
Like
this is kind of the support you're getting. Like, you shouldn't sing.
No?
No.
But I didn't know what key we were in. I didn't know what we were singing.
A musician knows what key you're in. I told you how many times that you were going to sing.
I didn't hear about it until four beats before.
Is he insane?
I feel like we should hug or something.
No, there's no hug. There's no hug needed. This is a good show. There was no negativity. That's Giggles good. 2.0 is back.
Yeah.
Giggles is back.
He's back.
Giggles is back.
Yo, thanks to Professor for helping us out.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly do.
Sad that we have to grow old. Catalog stuff from the phone.
You're listening to Giggles in the Morning on WGAY.